333 D1 college wrestlers were told to stay home from this year's NCAA Wrestling Championships, which were to be held in Minneapolis this week. COVID-19 was, of course, the villain as the NCAA proceeded to shut down its spring tournaments. I mean, it was the only common sense thing that institution could do. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need about the show and to support it with a gift at WWIB.com. Jared Frayer is the associate head coach of the Virginia Tech wrestling team. They were set to send 9 athletes to Minneapolis for the NCAA title tilt. Of course, that is over now. The tournament has been canceled. So Jared Frayer with me, the former Olympian, 41 years of age. Coach, thanks for being here. So this began back in November, December as China's problem. And then the thought was that, well, this could come to our shores. And then the protocols had to change. And then, okay, we'll have the wrestling tournament, but there'll be no fans at U.S. Bank Stadium where the Vikings play, where this tournament was to be held. And then it was, you know, like the country song, turn out the lights, the party's over, and the whole thing was shut down. Walk me through, you know, your thinking as a coach, what you guys were talking about as coaches and with your student athletes there as this thing unfolded.
Yeah, it kind of snowballed so quickly. I think, you know, you know, with all the social media and the memes and the different things about the coronavirus, and I don't know that it even entered our thought process until about, you know, maybe a month ago. You know, even at the ACC's 2 weeks ago, it wasn't it hadn't hit the country really till I think the first case was the end of January, and now to come to this point to where it's, you know, we're in total lockdown. You know, gatherings of 10 or less is what's advised. And, you know, we're pretty much in a 2-week pause, which I think at some point is going to end up being an 8 to 10 week pause. So it really went to the point of literally last Thursday, our athletic director coming in and saying, well, we're going to play by ear. If they have the NCAA tournament, we're going, to getting a tweet from the NCAA, literally 30 seconds later, just before he was getting ready to speak, with them canceling the tournament. So, it was obviously an ongoing discussion over the last probably 2 weeks, but not to the point. I don't think anybody could have seen this. You know, and it is what it is. It's nothing that we can change. It's beyond our control, and you know, you just gotta do what's best for the safety of you know, I think it's really the elderly population and you know, the ability to carry this virus for 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't know all the science behind it, but it's obviously a big deal and something that we need to be super careful about. And you know, if it's going to save lives, then I'm all for it. And you know, obviously at one point it was they're overplaying this, and you know, who knows, we won't know the fallout for a while, but you know, I think we just gotta take care of ourselves and you know, keep your family and friends close and use this time as best as you can to pause, which is pretty wild. This point in our lives, it's amazing. Someone says, okay, you can't do anything for 2 weeks. You know, we struggle to do that, and I think, you know, who knows, this could strengthen our world and our lives and our spirituality, you know, more than anything could have, you know, at this point in time.
Yeah, it certainly cuts through the fluff of everyday life and makes you think about priorities for sure. So with the cancellation of the tournament, the season's over. You guys wind up 9th in the final poll. Had a disappointing 5th place finish in the ACC tournament. Tell me about your team's campaign this year.
beginning of the season, you know, our expectations were a little settled. They weren't as high as normal. But then, bam, we have a great couple first dual meets. We kind of set our schedule where we have some really difficult dual meets to start the year. You know, we wrestled three top 10 teams right out of the gun with the biggest one being number two Ohio State Buckeyes in their arena. It's the grand opening for their brand new, I don't know, $20, $30 million arena, if not more than that. And we came up with a huge upset in their home. And so that kind of set the expectations a little higher than what we had originally thought. So start off the year with a bang, you know, ran through the first semester out of Christmas, had a great couple dual meets, three or four dual meets out of Christmas. And then we started our ACC schedule and things we got brought back down to earth pretty quickly. Lost three dual meets and, you know, kind of hobbled into the ACC tournament. But through that, we had a couple guys that were dinged up a little bit. But to qualify nine guys for the NCAA tournament for any program is pretty spectacular, especially, you know, with the guys that we had. They fought their butts off and did a great job. And so we were pretty excited going into Minneapolis with nine guys, one of only five teams in the NCAA to qualify that many guys. You know, we were hoping that it was going to end with a crescendo. We had one of our guys seeded number two in the country and was ranked number one and number two all year, Hunter Bolin at 184. So we were looking to see him get our second national title, and then all this kind of came about.
Yeah. All right. Virginia Tech University assistant head coach, associate head coach of the wrestling team, Jared Freyer, with me, the former Olympian from 2012. And, Jared, we're out of time again, so let's get you back next time here on Sports and Commentary and talk about how you got hired on at Vontech, because you were selling medical devices before that. We'll have you share that story on the next Sports and Commentary. So, Coach, thanks for being here. Have a healthy day there in Virginia, all right?
You too.